Our feature, OK, I Wanna Know, seeks answers to unusual questions. Today, we look at the border between Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart, and this is OK, I Wanna Know. Gary Zink of Independence was driving home from work when he noticed something.
The Welcome to Kentucky sign is almost immediately after you get on the bridge. And I wondered, is that really the border? So then I checked on a map, and lo and behold, it looks like that is where the border is. And it looks the same upstream in West Virginia, too, where they share the river with Ohio.
Repeated court decisions have put the Kentucky border just off the far side riverbank. That goes for Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, too. It makes the Ohio River unique, according to UC College of Law professor Brad Mank.
Normally, if there's a river between either two American states or between two different nations, normally each nation or each state has half the river.
Mank says the reason goes back to colonial America. When Virginia was a colony, it claimed a lot of land to the west, including what is now West Virginia, Kentucky, and parts of Ohio and Indiana. Virginia gave up some of those claims after the Revolutionary War.
We're giving it up, but we're still claiming the northern boundary of the Ohio River. So they said the Ohio River is ours.
Mank says Virginia's claims, including the Ohio River, transferred to Kentucky when it became a state in 1792. Indiana challenged Kentucky's claim in 1820 when it became a state. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Indiana's argument. Mank says Indiana tried again in 1890, and the High Court still said no.
It's the northern boundary, but it's the northern boundary as of 1792. So it's not the current boundary of the Ohio River, but it's a boundary that existed in 1792. Which was a bit odd because there were some damming done in the river over the years. And so the boundaries have just changed slightly.
Slightly may be an understatement. For instance, that 1890 case was over Green River Island between Evansville, Indiana and Henderson, Kentucky. NKU history professor Paul Tencotti says the river changed course so much, the island is no longer an island. Today it's part of Kentucky, but is physically attached to Indiana. You may be wondering why this all matters. Tencotti says that's the big question.
Who cares, right? Who cares where the boundary is? Must have been money and other things, money and power behind all of it. Otherwise, people wouldn't spend money to take it to court.
Tencotti says bridges were owned by private companies, which paid property taxes on one side of the river or the other. The border also affected mineral rights, fishing rights, and any associated taxes.
In the 1800s, there was actually a court case of a Cincinnati kind of justice of the peace, and he performed a marriage ceremony on a ferry that operated between Newport and Cincinnati. And Kentucky indicted him for, claiming to do this marriage when really the river was Kentucky's river. So it's all about power. It's about money.
Ohio watched these cases but didn't get involved because the state didn't have a different argument. Until 1966, when Ohio said the boundary should be more flexible. The state wanted the border to be wherever the low watermark was. UC's Brad Mank says that challenge bounced around the courts for a few years. A special master assigned to the case rejected Ohio's argument, saying it was difficult to determine where the 1792 boundary was, but it wasn't impossible. Finally, in 1980, the case wound up in the Supreme Court. Mank says the three dissenting judges argued the border should change as the river changes, which is what happens with the Mississippi and Missouri rivers.
But for the Ohio River, because it's based on what Virginia gave up in 1784 and then 1792, it's all based on these historical boundaries and not by where the river actually is. It seems awfully inconvenient, but that's what the Supreme Court said.
That's why the signs welcoming visitors to Kentucky are close to the Ohio side on bridges. It's also why Kentucky is responsible for building and maintaining those bridges. If you have a question for OK, I Wanna Know, go to WVXU.org. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.